702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Very excited for this one. We have Sekwati, SK Tubane on the line. He's an actor and he's more famously known as Kabelo on his role on Seven the Land. Sekwati, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And good morning to the listeners as well.
And it's been a difficult time, Sekwati, for the entertainment industry and some of the post-COVID conversations regarding being back on set are not too clear for some of us. And we'd like to know a bit more. Could you let us in on some of the pressures and how it's felt to be back after such a long time?
Okay, yeah, man, things have really changed a bit, especially with regards to protocols of going on set. It's just like with going into any other public space, you know what I mean? Before you can enter onto set, you have to go through the normal screenings, temperature, go through the questions, and then obviously you have to have your mask on at all times on set, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's a norm that you become accustomed to because, as you remember, when the initial lockdown happened, even production shut down. But we were lucky enough to be one of the industries that opened up during the lockdown, you know what I mean? So we were able to catch on quicker, catch on quicker to the new norm. Yeah.
Okay, no, carry on, please, carry on.
No, I was saying it's actually quite interesting because, you know, in the film industry, as much as it's tough, the film industry has this discipline that it already has. So it's very easy for the people in the film industry to really adapt to difficult situations, you know?
Yeah, there's been a lot of criticism of the Department of Arts and Culture and in assisting those in the entertainment industry, and particularly Mr. Nathi Mthethwa. How has that period been? A lot of people have pivoted, and it's not that easy. You say that people can pivot and all those things, but if you've been doing something for such a long time and you've depended on it for your income, it's something that might have been quite difficult for some and an opportunity for others, but we're not all built the same.
Yeah, that's one of the darkest parts of this whole period. You know what I mean? Because I mean, I really think that the Department of Arts and Culture let a lot of artists down there. You know what I mean? Because I mean, there were grants and funding that were supposed to go to artists, but they never made their way there. And you know, artists were hungry. There was no work. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know what the Minister of Arts and Culture was thinking, what he was doing. But to be honest, he really, really let us down. And, you know, we also feel like the government doesn't appreciate us artists. As much as they enjoy what we give to them, they don't appreciate us. They don't recognize us as formal employees, you know, in an industry, you know, which is very, very sad for us.
And in terms of the amount of work that has been taken on and the various payment structures in the period, you know, when you're trying to plan, some people have families, you've got rent coming in as well. And some banks have been a bit more flexible when it comes to people in the entertainment industry. How have you traversed this very difficult time?
To be honest, I won't lie to you. I've been very, very lucky that my wife has a permanent job, you know, and she earns a decent salary. So I've been able to piggyback off her. If it wasn't for her, I don't want to lie, I'd be in a lot of hot water right now, you know, because, I mean, work was scarce. Only now is the work picking up. There was no funding. Even the little funds that we could dip into, it was like my agent would like make a plan and then to get maybe some grocery monies and stuff like that. But that was never enough to cover the basic living needs, you know what I mean, which the government was supposed to help us cover. And on top of that, another thing that's really bothering us is this Bill of Rights that the government refuses to sign so that actors can also start earning their royalties. Because, I mean, a lot of production houses are using our images and our likeness for years and decades. Well, they're making money, but then we get a once-off pay for a call fee, and then we never see any money after that.
That is such an important topic. One, well, you see someone's face on the billboard, and you assume they're doing all right.
Yeah, exactly. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, the person only got paid once off, and that's it. You know, and it's like even with reruns of television shows.
Yeah,
you'll find that. Let's say, for example, you're in a soapy. You do a soapy for 7 years, and then you leave the soapy, and then 10, 20 years down the line, you happen to be in a different country, and you see it being played in that country, and it's been dubbed, your voice has been dubbed over, but you're not earning a single cent from that. But obviously, the broadcaster and the producers are making money from that, from you, off your image. but you're not making any money from it.
SK, how do we change the state status quo? What is it really something? Let's talk, for example, about a new person in the industry, and there's a contract in front of you. You have to sign it, and well, you don't have to sign it, but it's literally your first opportunity. What kind of advice would you give to people who are signing their first contracts? Because a lot of the time, people say, "Let's look at both sides. Be smart." And we tend to reflect, and in hindsight, it's like, "Ish, I should have done this. I should have done that." What advice would you give to people with regards to contracts?
Look, it's easy. A lot of times, right, and especially in this day and age, a lot of people now find that they have leverage with regards to their social media following. Let's say you have a huge social media following, but it's a big thing right now. If you have a big social media following, you do sort of get more leeway with regards to what you can have in your contract and what you can have out. But if you don't have that, you know, leeway, they can always say, no, we'll always go with somebody else. But from a professional point of view, the best advice I can give anybody who wants to start off in the industry is get a reputable agent. You know, don't just go for these fly-by-night agents. Get a reputable agent who's been in the industry a long time. And it's not easy to get one of the types of agents that we use, because they only literally take people who have either studied or people who have experience in the industry. They're very, very strict as to who they take onto their books. But having a reputable agent, I think, is the key, most fundamental aspect of any artist.
And let's talk about the intricacies of the industry, such as call times. You are of the opinion that call times should pay more instead of less. Why is this? And just for our listeners, could you give context as to what call times are?
Well, what do you mean call times should pay more? Okay, cool. Maybe there's a bit of a confusion there. Because a call time is basically the time that you have to be on set.
Yes.
And the duration that you have to be on set up until wrap, or whenever you are done shooting for the day.
Okay.
So your call time is the time that you get onto set. Call fee is the amount that you get per day for being on set. So that's your remuneration, basically, call fee. So yeah, in this country, I feel that number one, the call fees are still a bit way too low, actually way too low for professional actors in this country. Because we're not guaranteed royalties, number one. That's why our call fees, we should have a higher call rate until at such a time when we can negotiate to have royalties, then we can negotiate taking down the call rate. And yeah, man, that's really basically it. Because because most of us, like myself, this is my bread and butter. I don't know other stuff that I do on the side, like a little producing here and there. Acting is my bread and butter, and it has to be able to sustain me and my children and my family for the whole year. But then if you're going to rip me off with a call fee, and you're going to rip me off with royalties, and you know, which is worse, you know what's worse about this, actually, now that we bring it up, is like people actually think that people walk off the street and become actors, which is totally untrue. You know, a lot of people, like, there was this whole thing about open up the industry, all want to become actors. Look, man, if you have a talent for arguing, doesn't mean that you can walk off the street and into a courtroom and you're a lawyer. You know? You need some sort of training. And we went for training. I mean, I went to university. I studied a Bachelor of Arts in Drama and Theater. There are specialized schools that people who are actors and producers and cameramen go to, like your actors and stuff like that. But now people want to literally walk off the street and into our industry and just take it over as if we also did the same thing, which is actually very sensitive to us. Actors, because it's like, no, come on, guys. We did our bit for studying. We got degrees for this thing. Now you guys are just going to walk in and just call the shots. Now you've got your Instagram buddies and you've got your Twitter tweets coming in there because they've got followers. Now they're getting all the jobs. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and someone did say that the entertainment industry is actually one of the most open industries.
Yeah, it is, though. It is. It is, because, I mean, for instance, you know, and I was having this argument actually a couple of weeks ago, and then one person told me that, yeah, but you can't expect to see the same old faces on every other show every time. And I was like, that is the most, maybe, yes, you're right, but that's actually very insensitive. Because if you think about it, when you watch American television shows, you see actors in movies, you see them everywhere, but you don't complain. But when you see South African actors in a lot of stuff, you're complaining. But that's because those actors are professional. That's what they do. It's their job.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like you say, but I can't keep on going to that complex and see the same doctor all the time. So let me go see a different doctor every time I want to go see a doctor.
Yeah, that's a very insightful perspective. SK, really appreciate your time this morning and just the genuine way in which you've answered. It shows that you really are a person of substance and you are someone who can, a lot of our entertainers in the industries and actors who are coming up can look up to. Thank you for your time this morning and all the best.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Cheers.